8867,
I got your request to talk. How can I help?
I just had this, if you will, homeless woman get on the bus, and she asked for the ramp so her and her cart could come on the bus, which is fine. And then she gets on the bus and wants me to secure her cart. And I don't want to touch it to begin with. But I said, okay, but I don't, are we supposed to for somebody's cart? And then, but I started to do it anyway. And then she said, I'll take the next bus.
Okay, so it sounds like they're not on your bus anymore. Is that correct?
That's correct. And as I'm talking to her, as she's coming on the bus with the ramp down, apparently my voice was loud because with these masks on and behind the barrier door, I don't know if people can hear me or not. So I wasn't yelling at her. I was just, you know, talking loudly so she could hear me. So anyway, no, she's not on the bus, and I was uncomfortable. Anyway, she got off the bus. Hi there, come on in. Okay. And so anyway, basically my question is to you, do we have to secure those kind of things and touch their basket and all that?
Yeah, no, the securement is only for mobility devices. You do not need to secure. You need to be able to keep a hold of their own personal items. So, I mean, it's your discretion, I suppose, if you want to secure it, but if you don't want to, there's absolutely no reason why you need to.
Okay, thank you. That was, I just needed some verification on that, because she said, well, somebody else secured it for her or whatever, and that's fine if that person wants to do it, but I was not comfortable for many reasons, and I just got a feeling she might call that in, and you can see everything on the, you know, the camera. So, anyway, so I did start to secure it, and then she changes her mind. So, anyway, thank you for your time, and I just want to make sure that that's not a requirement.
Yeah, no, that is certainly not a requirement, and yeah, I'm glad she's on your bus, and I hope a great day.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
And thank you, 1339.